Latest mass shooting at a school outside Atlanta was questioned last year about making violent threats against a different school. Georgia Bureau of Investigations Director Chris Hosey, however, says he was released.
The Jackson County Sheriff's Office identified and located Gray, who is our suspect in this case. They conducted an investigation at that time, and there was no probable cause for arrest or to take any additional law enforcement action.
The suspect will be tried as an adult. He's accused of killing four and wounding nine with an AR-style rifle. Department of Justice accusing Russians of attempting to sway the upcoming presidential election through right-wing influencers. Pope Francis joining the Grand Imam of Southeast Asia's largest mosque in a call for all faiths to work together for the common good. Prosecutors in Britain have decided to discontinue criminal proceedings against former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. This is ABC News. An Olympic athlete from Uganda has died at a hospital in Kenya. The long-distance runner severely burned in an attack by her partner. An Australian breakdancer, the one you might remember from the Summer Olympics performance, shall we say, he was a little controversial. She's now speaking out.
The breakdancer, whose real name is Rachel Gunn, failed to score a single point at the Games. She tells Australia's 10 News the criticism has been overwhelming.
Attacking my husband, attacking my crew, attacking the breaking and street dance community in Australia, my family. I got some mental health support pretty quickly, and I also went off social media. I went off the internet. It's also just hard to process it all, honestly.
She admits the worldwide attention caught her off guard.
Let's see. ABC's Andrew Dimbert. A heat wave today roasting people from Los Angeles to Seattle. Alerts issued for more than 65 million people in six western states. Phoenix, Arizona, expected to hit 114 today. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waukesha is condemning a campaign ad that tries to link Senator Tammy Baldwin with the deaths of six people at the Waukesha Christmas Parade in 2021. Daryl Brooks Jr. was free on a $1,000 bail at the time. Sean Riley says the claims in the ad are false and that they hurt the entire community. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The school year has officially begun. We would like to remind everybody to please be extra aware of children walking and riding their bikes, and remember to obey all of the traffic rules regarding school buses and school zones. Please remember that the red lights on the bus do mean all directions must stop, unless the bus is on the other side of a median or on the other side of a four-lane highway. If you see yellow lights, the bus is about to stop, so please prepare. Please be very aware of any students traveling to and from school. Many of them may walk or, as previously mentioned, ride their bikes. And please remember to incorporate extra time into your commute, because we all know there is a backup at this pickup lane. It will happen every single day, so please prepare for it, and please have patience. Bring snacks. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
We're focused on Philadelphia. The circumstances are such, and if you draw your attention elsewhere, then I think you're doing yourself a disservice. So we're going to keep our focus on Philly. It's a really good football team, and they've shown a level of consistency over the last couple of years that's tough to deal with.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Mostly cloudy, although I think we will see a little more sunshine later this afternoon with a shower or two possible today. Our high near 70, the wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a fall-like high of 62. 64, sunny Saturday by Sunday, sunshine back to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58. 98 Q Country.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh.
You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Thank you. hear a new song, and it's your favorite. But pretty soon you'll be changing the station, and all your old shoes are looking brand new. They want to be worn, but they never get the chance to. Heavy into everything, ready for the next thing. To catch your eye for a while, then you're over it. You change your mind on it soon as the shine's gone, like you always do. Well, you don't know it yet, but whoa. Make you wish that you were sleeping in my shirt. Lie about my jacket and tell everyone it's yours. When your phone rings after midnight and you're thinking maybe it's me, I'm gonna make you miss me. You're cold and hot, you burn out like a match. Keep a slim knot in the strings you attach. You think it's easy, but that's a lie. The only reason that you're good at goodbye is every boy you ever met was too easy to forget. Well, I ain't going out like that. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I ain't gonna be that easy to leave. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, I'm gonna make you miss me. Make you wish that you were sleeping in my shirt. Lie about my jacket and tell everyone it's yours. When your phone rings after midnight and you're thinking maybe it's me, I'm gonna make you miss me.
Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? I'm talking true blue, out in the woods, down home. Sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina, a bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging womb. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays, she's country. A hill raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy in boots to her down home roots, she's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country. Show 'em how a country girl does it one time now.
Jason Aldean and Eddie.
From the backwoods, she's a homegrown, down to the bone, she's country.
So what you're telling me is she's not from the city, I guess.
All right.
Well, the heavier of the storms moving out of the immediate area. We'll see some rain throughout the day, though. A lot of thunder boomers overnight. Woke me up, I don't know if woke you up. This is Jelly Roll.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever wonder why we write these songs, 'cause I'm only one drink away from the devil. I'm only one call away from home. Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle. I guess I'm just a little right and wrong. These back roads got me. These pills pretend to be my friend. I'm done for the last time. I'm lying to myself again. I always say that. Now I'm on my way back here somehow. I should know by now. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. Slowly breaking. Might pop a pill and smoke and maybe drink. Talk to God and tell him what I think. At first he's gonna hate me, but eventually he'll say, I'm just a long-haired.
searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever wonder why we write these songs, 'cause I'm only one drink away from the devil. I'm only one call away from home. Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle. I guess I'm just a little right and wrong.
Let's go.
Go.
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't. Some hand-me-down keys, as long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where it plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage. She loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside. Young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday nights.
Chris Young, 98Q Country with Young Love Saturday Night. Good Thursday to you as we get woken up here in the Northwoods by some good old-fashioned thunderstorms, and most of us seeing that thunderstorm activity slide out of our area off to the east and northeast. We're still going to see some rain activity kind of linger through the day. Today looks to be a wet. Looks to be a washout. Today we're not optimistic that we'll see any sunshine at all, but that always is a possibility, of course. And we're going to see temperatures get cool here, with temperatures probably lingering in the 60s, low 60s, for the next couple of days, and then
gradually warming back up into the 80, 85 mark, possibly, at various times next week. Well, Thursday, we got volleyball action around the area today. The Phillips girls are going to play up in Hurley today. The Butternut girls have a triangular today. They'll be taking on Bayfield and Bessemer, starting at 4:30 at the Butternut Gym. Shawamigan JV and Varsity Volleyball going to travel up to Grandview to take on Drummond today. So good luck to all those as they participate in that. We have no football till Saturday. High school football, anyway, till Saturday. So everybody's sliding things back a little bit. Packer game, of course. Season opener on a Friday night. All high school associations around the country continue to look at the Packers and say, really? Really? So everybody had to slide things around a little bit. And there is, we've talked about this the last couple of years, about the referee shortage. And there is a referee shortage in some sports worse than others. But football's tough because you've got a crew. You got a crew of, what, four or five refs, somewhere around there in football. And the number of high school football referees is not at a good number right now. And anytime teams have to reschedule a game, they usually have to move it to Thursdays and Saturdays. And that's why you're seeing a lot of games moved around to Thursdays and Saturdays. And that's because Friday night, the traditional Friday night football referee crews, most of them are booked. And sometimes they can convince some of them to double dip in a week and do a Thursday-Saturday game. So hats off to our football refs out there making it happen, because without them, there wouldn't even be a game. It wouldn't even be the high school game. So hats off to them. That struggle continues still to put people in the stripes. I think the football side is, it's a numbers issue. You know, football refs get yelled at like basketball refs do, but you're not as close. You know, you're not as close to the action. So usually you can you put your whatever earplug in or whatever and kind of mask yourself from some of that stuff. And it's harder to yell as a parent or a fan. It's hard to say he was holding. You know, unless it's like an obvious one. You know, something around the end, one of those borderline calls. But usually, if you're analyzing the refs that much in football, when you're at the game, you should probably focus your attention on your popcorn and soda or hot chocolate, whatever you got going on. The best places to retire, we mentioned this earlier, Wallet Hub issued the best cities to retire in the United States. I could not disagree with this list anymore. Four of the top five places they list are from Florida, and that's probably because of tax reasons, right? There's a tax break they give you in Florida, but my gosh, the heat and humidity down there, and just there's too many people down there. And it's just, I couldn't do it. I could not, maybe you could. But they say they took into consideration affordability, quality of life, health care, recreational activities. And Florida in the winter is a little bit better. I could see doing a month or two in winter. But to be retired full-time like in Florida or even Arizona, where the temperatures in parts of Arizona over 100 degrees for 100 days in a row, that's not me. Maybe that's you, but Orlando, they say, is the number one place to retire. And I'm sure it's financial related, because I don't want to judge you or what I'm going to, though. I don't want to judge what you're trying to do when you retire, but I'm guessing that many of you, your end game would not be, I want to be around a lot of other people's kids. So I would probably, I'm just gonna take a little bit of a stretch on that and just say that that's not something. Can we get at least a delayed? Can I get some? Thank you very much. Still trying to figure out our new technology here. So Orlando, Florida, the number one place to retire. That says it's a lie. Miami, number two, kind of believable. Tampa, four, and Fort Lauderdale, five. They say Minneapolis is the third best city to retire in. Now, how do you flop Minneapolis in the middle of five Florida cities? You couldn't get any different. I mean, I would rather be where the change of the seasons are, but I'm thinking about, you know, Minnesota in the middle of winter. And most retirees, that's not their dream place, but for some. Scottsdale, Arizona is in the top 10. Cincinnati, Ohio. St. Pete, Florida. Casper, Wyoming. Atlanta, Georgia. All made the top 10 of the best places to retire. Some of the worst places are in California, and I'm sure, again, this is a lot of it is financial related. You know, housing in California, not good. Pearl City, Hawaii, and Scottsdale, Arizona have the highest share of the population age 65 and over, which is three times higher than, like, in Irving, Texas, the city with the lowest. So Pearl City, Hawaii, Scottsdale, Arizona have the highest number of people that are 65 and over. Brownsville, Texas has the lowest adjusted cost of living index for retirees, which is 2.4 times lower than in Honolulu. Irving, Texas has the highest share of workers age 65 and over. And St. Louis has the most home health care facilities in St. Louis. But again, a lot of the considerations is financial. Quality of life. I mean, if I was going to pick a place in California, and if you're forcing me to go to California and retire, I guess San Diego, right? It's always like 72 degrees in San Diego. I guess that would be a place I would consider. I wouldn't be able to, I'd be living on the street. It'd be nice because I wouldn't be able to afford a home out there. But the weather would be, the weather would be nice inside my cardboard box. So I'd have that going for me. Today is late for something, is be late for something day today. Let me give you a tip. Kids, you're on your way to school. Let me give you a little life tip, kids, from old Uncle Joel here, the morning show guy. I am an uncle, but okay. Here's a little tip for you, youngsters. If you want to be one step ahead of everybody else, you want to be one step ahead already with just the least amount of effort, let me give you this tip, all right? Be, three words, be on time, okay? I've been on this planet 58 years, a very high percentage of people, a significant percentage of people do not have the ability to show up to places on time. So number one, you want to get a step up on probably 20, 30% of the rest of the people in the world when something's going on, a meeting, when mom says, hey, dinner at noon, you know, show up at 5 to noon, be there. You know, be that person that's on time, and you will have a leg up on probably 20, 30% of the rest of the people that are around you. So a little tip from your morning guy here. You're welcome. Let's get you updated on what's going on. News and sports. We get it going with ABC.
This is a special report from ABC News. Georgia high school shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in Winder will provide an update on today's shooting at Appalachie High School. Multiple law enforcement officials tell ABC News four people are dead, nine others injured after a gunman opened fire this morning, and say the suspect is a 14-year-old student. Shirley, a senior, says the normal day quickly turned to panic.
I heard some gunshots, and it appeared to be like, they were like...
16-year-old Layla says when the lockdown light went on in her class, her classmates huddled.
My classmates and I actually barricaded our door. We stacked desks and chairs to try and just help, and we were all just scared at this moment, and my teacher, she was also scared as well.
Vice President Kamala Harris denouncing the gun violence and called for reasonable gun safety laws. Former President Trump at a post blaming what he called a sick and deranged monster for the shooting and offered condolences. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waukesha is condemning a campaign ad that tries to link Senator Tammy Baldwin with the deaths of six people at the Waukesha Christmas Parade in 2021. Daryl Brooks Jr. was free on $1,000 bail at the time. Sean Riley says the claims in the ad are false and that they hurt the entire community.
About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Our Savior Episcopal Church is closing in Lugerville. We spoke with Ken Johnson about the church's closing and when their final service and ceremony will be.
We have decided that we can't sustain the building anymore, and we'll be closing. This coming Sunday will be the last Sunday service. And then there will be a decommissioning service on Tuesday the 10th, where the bishop comes and deconsecrates the building.
That's Tuesday at 2 p.m. for the final deconsecration ceremony.
Right.
And this Sunday at 11 a.m. for the final service. And for anybody wondering, the road to Lugerville is just go past Dollar General, hang a left at the garbage dump area, and then once you make it onto 70, it's a right, and then you'll see a white sign when you get to where you need to turn. This full interview will be online with an article at 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
We're focused on Philadelphia. The circumstances are such, and if you draw your attention elsewhere, then I think you're doing yourself a disservice. So we're going to keep our focus on Philly. It's a really good football team, and they've shown a level of consistency over the last couple of years that's tough to deal with.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available, over 50 recliners to choose from, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Ugh, I've been feeling so sluggish and just kind of blah.
Been there.
That's why I take Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites.
But I suppose they taste blah.
Actually, they taste delicious. It's an apple blueberry flavored center covered in a yogurt coating and is infused with probiotics to help support a healthy gut. They come five in a pouch. I just toss one in my bag and go.
Toss one in my bag?
Huh, get your own.
New Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites from the makers of the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Find them in the digestive care aisle.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids.
Faster!
I'd rather play catch with my dog than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. If you are 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease or asthma, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'd rather race for some ice cream. Let's go!
Schedule your vaccination today at Prevnar20.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy, although I think we will see a little more sunshine later this afternoon with a shower or two possible today. Our high near 70, the wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a fall-like high of 62. 64 sunny Saturday by Sunday sunshine. Back to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
And it's 7:42. Each Thursday morning, get you updated on what's going on at our Shawamigan schools. We have District Administrator Kyle Cronin nice enough to join us on the phone as he's busy moving around here today. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Joel. How are we doing today?
We're fantastic. Trying to stay healthy. Bugs going around, but we're doing good.
You know, it was kind of strange on Tuesday this week. I stepped out of the office, and there were all these other people in the school. So the kids finally got here. We're excited to have them.
Good. So awesome.
It is certainly a great time of year. A lot of smiling faces, and just happy to have the kids back in school. And then, of course, a reminder out there for all of our people out on the roads early in the morning, watch out for the school buses. They are out in the mornings and in the late afternoons. Please pay attention to when those red lights come on and the stop arm goes out. You got to stop rather than pass the bus. We don't want a bad accident out there. And so just, again, just that reminder, be cautious out on the roads in the mornings and in the evenings. We got kids standing at bus stops and a lot of traffic going on. So
right.
We thank everybody for their cooperation on that. A couple other things happening here. We got picture retake day coming up on September 20th for all of our students and all of our schools. So if they didn't make it out to the first picture day, September 20th is the retake. In the high school, Letterman jackets being ordered on September 19th, and Jostens sophomores are going to have some class ring orders on the 26th, and our senior class getting their graduation supplies ordered up on the 26th. We have, I believe tonight, we have a Shawamigan Middle School football scrimmage at Phillips, so that's happening. We also have before school program from the Glidden Community Learning Center happening starting this week, and after school programming starting on the 9th. Right. Again, we have after school programming at Park Falls Elementary School as well happening. So just contact your school there, either Glidden Elementary or Park Falls Elementary, for more information if you need that. Park Falls Elementary is looking to get their pop tabs collected again for the Ronald McDonald House, and last year they had 522 pounds, so hoping to exceed that. We've got a couple of paraprofessional openings coming up. We have some coaching openings, so anybody interested, go to our website. We have a jobs page at csdk12.net, and then a couple other items. If you are an athlete, if you're a winter athlete, make sure you get your physicals done and your paperwork turned in. You can see Ms. Carl at the high school office for the paperwork. We have volleyball tonight at Drummond. It's JV at 5:30, varsity at 7. We have football at Red Lake on Saturday at 1 o'clock. We have cross country on Saturday at home at 9 a.m. and the volleyball tournament up in Ashland on Saturday. So a lot going on Saturday. The volleyball tournament starts at 9 up in Ashland. We've got cross country on the volleyball on the 10th. So volleyball versus Abbotsford on Tuesday the 10th. That's at home for a 5:30 JV and a 7 p.m. varsity start. Cross country at Cameron on the 12th at 5 p.m. and football versus Prentice on the 13th. So quite a few things going on, and the year has started, Joel. We're excited to have the kids in the buildings. A little rainy start today, but other than that, we are just excited to be moving now.
Very good, Kyle. All right, thank you for taking time to update us. We'll talk to you next Thursday again.
Thanks, Joel.
Thank you, Kyle. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator. Again, you want to check out those job opening availabilities, csdk12.net.
From downtown. Move it! To down in the holler. Get your country on with us. So
much. Kick the dust up. 98 Q Country.
Come on. All week long, it's a farm in town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this corner. Let's tear it up, up. And kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up. Kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside. I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear. And I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock. Knock, knock goes the diesel. If you really want to see the beautiful people, we go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and up in a four-door, burning up a back row song. Park it and we pile out, baby, watch your step now. Better have your boots on. Kick the dust up. Let's back it on up. Your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up. Come on. Just follow me down neath the 32 bridge. Y'all will be glad you did. Kick it. We go way out where there ain't nobody. Let's kick the dust up.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted.
was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said, if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her face. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small time town was her. Joe's Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said, if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star.
Like the record. And if love starts giving me lemons, just mix them in my drink. And if the whole wide world starts singing and all the stars glow dark, I keep a light on in my soul, keep a bluebird in my heart. I keep a light on in my soul, keep a bluebird in my heart, keep a blue.
Miranda Lambert, 98Q Miranda Lambert. Now playing even more of your favorite country classics here. Day off from everything today. No Brewers, no Packers, no local sports. We'll crank it up tomorrow again. Packer football tomorrow, 5:03, pregame from Brazil.
Woo!
Yeah. If you don't want to pay to watch it, we've got it here free, right here. If you're home with the Packers, 98Q.
Standing in the doorway in the sunset light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been
local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The investigation continuing in Winder, Georgia for a motive in the school shooting that left two students and two teachers dead. A 14-year-old in custody. ABC's Andrew Dimbert also says he was known.
Investigators say the teen had been on the FBI's radar for more than a year. The FBI says agents received tips in May of last year about threats to commit a school shooting. Investigators determined the threats came from then 13-year-old Colt Gray, who denied making threats.